Chapter 1. Ethan. I was locked in my cell with my chest heaving and my ears ringing. I'd felt Rosalie's pain, captured by the agony of losing her, the possibility that she was going to die. If the Bellorian had gotten to her, it was my fault. I'd sent it that way. But then, as quickly as it had begun, the pain had subsided and I'd felt the connection to her still thrumming keenly through my veins. Wherever she was alive. And I had to thank the stars for that small mercy tonight. I hung a sheet over the bars and paced my cell. No one could see me, which meant no one could see the cuff key in my hand either. I'd pulled it from the pocket of one of the most notorious thieves in Solaria while he'd been manhandled up the stairs beside me. I'd almost succumbed to the temptation to use it, tear my way out of this cell block and hunt down my mate. But I'd managed to maintain an inch of sanity. The guards were crawling the walls tonight. My block alone was teeming with them. Magic or not, I wouldn't have gotten two paces beyond my cell before they'd have disarmed me. Fuck. So what now? How did I deal with this raging hurricane inside me? I needed an outlet. I needed to fight someone or something. No. I stopped pacing, a thought latching in my mind. I needed to see Rosalie. I had to hold her in my arms and kiss her until she couldn't breathe. Not being able to see that she was okay with my own two eyes was driving me to insanity. And with the chaos going on out in the halls, no one would be checking my cell anytime soon. At least, I had to hope not. Screw it. I hurried to the back wall, unlocking my magic and casting a silencing bubble before creating tools out of ice to carve the bricks free. One by one, they came loose and I piled them up carefully, my heart hammering out of tune. I knew I wasn't doing the best job of this, but my mind was hooked on her. My girl, my enemy, my mate. It didn't matter about all the hate that lived between our people. Nothing in this world could stop me from being with her tonight. When I finally had a large enough hole to fit through, I carefully cast an illusion spell in place behind me, making the wall appear intact and creating a body-shaped lump in my bed that would fool a guard at a glance. But anyone looking closer would see through it pretty quick. There was so much chaos in Darkmoor right now, I was just going to have to pray to the stars that I had a window of opportunity here. I moved through the space behind the cells, counting the blocks as I moved closer to the girl I ached for. I'd had eyes on her for a long-ass time and knew exactly which cell she resided in. I could just picture her there, laying on her bunk, the way she'd probably scowl at me for coming uninvited. But then she'd give in as she realized I wasn't on the offensive tonight. I just needed to hold her in my arms and feel her heartbeat against mine. By the sun, what is happening to me? I'd try and fight this feeling normally. But the mate bond wouldn't rest right now, like the moon itself was encouraging my actions. I needed to feel the weight of her in my arms, her soft lips against mine, her throbbing pussy around my... All right, fuckwit, let's not get carried away. I finally made it to a cell and pressed my ear to the wall. There were shouts sounding out from a cell block, but I couldn't tell if it was the guards or the cellmate, so I cast an amplifying spell to hear better. Then I shut my eyes as I focused, and recognized Plunger singing the colors of the rainbow like that wasn't creepy as shit. Apart from that, I couldn't hear any guards calling orders close by, and that was going to have to be good enough. I pictured her in there, just aching for a strong wolf to come and kiss her lonely lips. Shadowbrook to the rescue. I cast a sharp ice pick in my hand and worked on easing one of the bricks out of the wall until I could see into a cell. My heart crushed in my chest as I found the space bare and all oxygen stopped flowing into my lungs. Rosalie, I hissed, just in case she was in one of my blind spots by the wall. But no response came. Love, I growled, fear starting to slice at my chest.
Shadowbrook?
Rory's voice carried from the vent to my right, anger lacing his tones.
You piece of shit! I'll break your legs for stealing that key.
Where's Rosalie? I snarled, ignoring his threat. If Rory wanted to fight me fey on fey, then I'd be more than happy to rise to the challenge. But right now, all I cared about was finding my mate. There was a tense pause, then Rory finally answered.
I heard she's in the hall. He muttered.